Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callers on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Novel Cancer and Flu Vaccine Technology Adapter for COVID-19 Vaccine, candidate for elderly. Researchers from Monash University and the National University of Singapore have adapted new cancer and pan-influenza vaccine technology to develop COVID-19 vaccine targeted for the elderly. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Associate Professor Muriel Alahad on the line. Muriel, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about the human body and the smart machine it is. Tell us about your research and how we can find a vaccine.
So our research focuses on understanding how the immune system monitors the body for anything that could be dangerous. And then understanding that, what we can do is we can develop better vaccines and immunotherapies that delivers anything that the immune system needs to know about directly to the cells in the immune system that make the decisions. So what we do is we develop vaccines that are delivered straight to the sentinels of the immune system, which then tells us immune cells to mount a strong immune response.
And like I said, a very smart machine when we're talking about the human body. It does a lot itself in regard to looking after the body itself, yes?
Absolutely, but sometimes we just need to help it along.
Okay, fantastic. And so this research, how long have you been in research? And you are also partnering up with University of Singapore as well, is that right?
That's right. So we've been developing this approach for over 12 years now, and our initial focus was to develop it for cancer immunotherapy, and we've applied this to vaccine-type approaches, including influenza. But when COVID turned up at the start of the year, we immediately applied our platform to developing more potent COVID vaccines, particularly as we know that our vaccine approach works well in an older setting. Because we're delivering it straight to the immune cells, these particular cells are present in the body throughout the lifespan, and even in older individuals, we expect this technology to work really well.
And Professor, at the beginning you were focusing on influenza, but like I said, the COVID-19 came to the table. Here we are living in the pandemic. It sort of put a spanner in the works, you could say.
It has impacted all our lives, and we'll be very glad to make a difference in reducing COVID and taking it out of our lives again.
Yes. And there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's looking promising in regard to your research.
Yes, all our research in preclinical models is looking very promising. Now we're seeking funding to be able to do the next stage of preclinical testing and developing it for clinical trials.
And so with the clinical trials, how long are we talking in regard to after the trialing? How long will that take? And then in regards to we've got the vaccine or got a medicine as such that we put it out in the marketplace globally?
The next phase of preclinical studies will take us 6 months to a year, but we would hope to be in clinical trials within a year with secure funding. And then it's 1 to 2 years for clinical trials to ensure that it is safe and effective. Safety must always come first with any vaccine technology.
And in regard to your research and work you're doing here, and then around the globe, other countries and other professors and doctors and biomedicine discovery, everyone's working at the same table, you could say, because we are just looking for a vaccine that'll fix us all up globally, yes?
Absolutely. What COVID-19 has done is it's brought all of us, bringing our best approaches, our best technologies, to try to solve this problem as quickly as possible. So we are all working towards approaches to improve the situation from different backgrounds and from different aspects, but the aim is to develop safe and effective vaccines.
And how's that communicated with all professionals at different tables working towards one table? How's the communication there, Professor?
Most of us work in collaboration with other groups, so we collaborate, we interact, we present yes. our research and our science in order to bring different experience, different expertise, to bring it together in order to have the best outcomes.
Yes, and that's what we're looking for. And when we're talking about finding the vaccine or the solution, so to speak, ego's got to be left outside the door, yes?
Yes.
Very important. So, this is a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. And there is light at the end of the tunnel, but at this point in time, we have no vaccine. So, we just need to abide by the rules that are in place and regarding, you know, washing your hand constantly, acting on the distancing, 1.5 meters away from each other. That's all we've got at this point in time. And wearing masks if needed, yes?
Absolutely.
Professor.
We'll do our best to keep the world a safer place until we have vaccines that can make a difference, but we need all those things acting together.
Exactly. I thank you very much for sharing, Professor. All the best to you and your team and your family. Stay safe, and looking forward to seeing you in Cairns.
Looking forward to it.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there with Associate Professor Muriel Alahad from the University of Monash University in Melbourne, and talking about the novel cancer and flu vaccine technology adapted for COVID-19 vaccine candidate for elderly. And the researchers are working towards finding the vaccine for COVID-19. They've been concentrating fully on influenza for the last 12 years, and then COVID-19 put a spanner in the works, so to speak, but they're working around that and with their findings, adding this to the so-called research of finding a vaccine for COVID-19. So, and working globally, of course, with all our professionals across the globe. There are smart people on planet Earth, and we will find a vaccine. Until that point in time, we need to abide by the rules, mob. That's the medicine we got at this point in time. Have your say, Jan Armstrong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Jan with the ball, you on Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray a call, let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416. Inna ne kapuana, inna ne kapuana, hey, ula, 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 hey, pi, hey, pi, hey. Guana, 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 choo! Guana, 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 choo! Inna ne kapuana, inna ne kapuana, hey, ula, 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 hey, pie, pie. Guana, 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 choo! Guana, 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 choo!
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumma Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Family Matters welcomes Sue Ann Hunter as a new co-chair to the organisation. I'm now going to catch up with Sue Ann on the line. Sue Ann Hunter, good morning. How are you, my sister?
I'm great. Good morning to you as well, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, so I'm a Wurundjeri woman from Melbourne area.
Fantastic. And look, congratulations on your new appointment. Now joining Family Matters. Give us a bit of background. Who is Sue Ann Hunter?
Who am I? So I have worked in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Child and Family Welfare for the past 20 years. So yes. As doing practice. I'm a social worker. I even did some work around trauma at Harvard University. So I've got a little certificate from that. So it's a field and area that I've worked in for a very long time. And my passion is, you know, our kids growing up strong and safe. So really honoured to have this role to push these matters further.
Fantastic. And so tell us about Family Matters and the National Leadership Group there, please.
Yeah, so Family Matters is a national campaign. And so it's around strong community, strong culture, and our kids being strong as well. And making sure our kids grow up, you know, safe and cared for, in family, community and culture. So we are national, and so there's each state has a leadership group, which is great. But the main goal for us is to turn around the over-representation of our kids in out-of-home care by 2040.
Yes. Yep. And look, that is a big task and what have you. It's, well, we're talking about Precious Cargo here, talking about our beautiful Pickaninnies, our children. Caring for kids has always been a critical part of our culture, hasn't it?
Oh, it so has. It's, you know, they're our future and they're the ones that carry our knowledge forward and, you know, our ways of being and, you know, holding each other. And, you know, if we don't have a really strong, deadly couple of next generations, you know, it just worries me what we'll lose.
And the other thing that we're finding, sad as it may seem, but there are kids out there having kids. So it's about getting the family around our beautiful women out there who are about to have a child and understand the foundation of building a future for our kids, a strong foundation at that, yes?
Yeah, one of our key messages in the campaign is to invest less in the statutory service, so in those child protection service systems, and then put more money and time and effort into prevention and early intervention. So what we're doing there is, you know, before kids are born, really working in that area. Once kids are born, if you're a bit, you know, looking a bit shaky, you know, having those early intervention programs that can support families and communities so kids aren't removed, they're able to stay.
And also we're probably looking for First Nation families to come to the table if the kids have been removed because of a dangerous situation or abuse or what have you. Nothing beats black on black, yes?
Yeah, we want to, you know, there's the Aboriginal Child Placement Principle, which talks about hierarchy. It's a lot more than that, but a hierarchy of where children should be placed. And we know that our kids are best placed with our families, with our own mobs.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's difficult because you've got, you know, all these processes you've got to go through and sometimes our own mobs are struggling with their own kids or their own everything. So how do we support our own mobs to make sure that our kids are staying within their communities? Because that's where their culture is, that's where their strength is, and that's where their identity grows.
And I'd like to say also that we take our hats off to our First Nation health organisations. They do a bit in this area too, don't they?
Yeah, so some of them have carer programs. Some of them will support, you know, I know previously where I've worked, they supported making sure that kids, even if they were in care with non-Aboriginal carers, they were still coming to the Aboriginal health services, you know, the ACHO, to make sure that they were still connected in community that way. you know, there's a range of things that all community does to keep our kids strong.
Yes. And it takes a community to raise a child, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. And everybody, you know, has a hand in what that looks like. And even if it is supporting a granny who's got her kids, you know,
yes,
and you're not directly supporting the kids, that's of assistance and that helps.
It does, it does. Look, yeah, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. Congratulations once again on your new appointment, Sue Ann Hunter, as a new co-chair for Family Matters. Looking forward to the journey ahead, yes?
Yeah, thank you. It's going to be a tough gig, but I'm looking forward to it. So thanks for having a chat with me, my brother.
Yeah, no, all good. Thank you very much. And I'd like to see black people succeed, especially when it involves our beautiful Pekingese. All the best to you, my sister. You take care, stay in touch, and stay safe as well with COVID-19.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. Sue Ann Hunter, her name is. New appointment, a new co-chair for Family Matters and working with our young ones, which is fantastic, and alongside Snake as well, which is a fantastic organisation looking after our young ones. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation. Phone number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
White fella. what you doing? Your mom is me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that choppy number again, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have you saying, Yana, up strong. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Or you can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Yeah, we've got the finals upon us regarding the NRL and the AFL, and the AFL finals kicks off this weekend, and Thursday night we've got the qualifying first qualifying final, Port Adelaide versus Geelong, and that's in Adelaide at Adelaide Oval, and then on the Friday the second qualifying final is Brisbane Lions versus Richmond at the Gabba, like a home game for the Lions. Fantastic. Also we've got the second elimination, well the first elimination final is happening against the West Coast Eagles versus Collingwood. So it's do or die. And the other second elimination finals is St Kilda versus Western Bulldogs. So they're the last eight teams that are standing for the 2020 season. What a season it has been. Thanks to COVID-19 has put the spanner in the works and put our world all upside down in all facets. But it's about coming together. How do you say the phrase? We are all in this together. And so, yeah, looking forward to 2021, not wishing our life away, but yeah, it's put us at a standstill, didn't it? But we need to abide by the rules, you mob. The pandemic is still about, and there's no vaccine for the virus. So have your say, Jan Upstrong. Give us a call. Maybe you want to talk football. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening in your life. Have you started a new job because of COVID-19? Have you lost a job? Are you looking for a job? Have you started a business? Hear what you've got to say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Black Image. Big shout out. Hopewell Mob with Beautiful Land and Sea. Too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Tonight, said she want it all the time. Yeah, we can hit it on the south side, cause that's the best side. Cause I'ma do your body right. And girl, you know, yeah, call me whenever you're alone.
Whenever you're alone,
cause girl, you know, we can get it on all night long.
I said, you can tell your girlfriend to tell your girlfriend that we gon' get it on tonight. Yeah.
With me on the south side, cause shawty is the best side. You already know what we gon' do. We gon' get it on tonight, girl. We gon' get it on tonight, girl. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Cause you know what to do. Party all night, you ain't gotta act a fool. Boys on our side, they be playing it cool. Shawty looking right, shawty looking brand new. I be getting deja vu from the first time I seen your pretty eyes in the south side. Playing on my mind, wanna make you mine. Can I get it all the time? Hey,
says she wanna get it on tonight. Says she want it all the time. Yeah, we can hit it on the south side, cause that's the best side. Cause I'ma do your body right.
And girl, you know, call me whenever you're alone.
Like my star right now, and we can get it on, get it all right now.
We can get it on right now.
Your body is calling my name right now. Yeah, we can get it on till the sun goes down. Yeah, we can get it on, get it all right now, right now, right now.
Tonight,
says she want it all the time. Yeah, we can hit it on the south side, cause that's the best side. Cause I'ma do your body right.
And girl, you know, call me whenever you're alone.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
To Delhi Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, and that's our daily track there by Sister Rochelle Watson-Pitt and Black to Reality. And you're black on National Talk Black. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and we're based at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, like I said. So fantastic. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn very soon with Professor Richard Hugman, University of New South Wales Emeritus, and treating our elderly people ethically and with transparency in regards to the lot of deaths due to COVID-19 at the aged care homes across this country, especially in Melbourne, is a topic that we need to talk about. And it's about respecting our elders and looking after them. And look, we as First Nation people, we belong to that very strong with that. So yeah, a very important conversation coming your way very soon. So add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. About 20 minutes left on the program, so full on for yarns and whatever yarn you and yarn about, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. Let's go to Island Moon and Brooks and Dunn cover by Justin Wallace and JW. Big shout out, brother, hope you're well.
Ja boy. JW. Yeah.
Why? Tell me why.
Tell me why.
She was my baby.
Yeah.
When the sun goes down on my island town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door. And the whole world turns, yeah, it turns blue. There's a rundown bar in an old beach shack, got a table for two, way in the back.
somebody. And when she gone, me tell ya, him not easy. Truly, well, it's another whole new level. Me feeling the trouble, me heart a bit double them. Can't express the way me a feeling. Lansam them no baby fi calling. Me had to go boom, bro. Hoping how slow. This feeling, me gal is not normal. Wish I could have ticket tock, tock, the clock. Me better turn him back time just to get you back. No, this ain't the real me because you're not hearing me. I'm so in
confusion. Lose your one and only. You're only. It's always room here for the lonely. So lonely. So watch your broken G's dancing out of the beach of the island moon. Mercy, 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 mercy. Watch your broken G's dancing out of the beach of the island moon. So watch your broken.
Story to tell about my people. What did I in the back now? I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land.
Ganji Rain there, Alvarina Johnson featuring Briscoe Sisters. Big shout out my sisters, hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. Now, treating our elderly, our people, with ethically and with transparency. University Richard Hugman says that it's time to stop treating elderly people as objects as a Royal Commission into aged care and safety continues. Dramatic increase in COVID-19 deaths in Australia. Aged care home begs the ethics around our treatment of people in aged care, and says a New South Wales University expert. Got him on the line. Professor Richard, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. We as First Nation people, we are strong with love and respect of our elderly, and it's fallen by the wayside, COVID-19, especially with aged care and in Melbourne. Is that the case?
I think it is. And I think it's a reflection of the fact that across society, older people are just not treated with the dignity and respect that I think they should have, and just simply as the fact that as older people we ought to be caring for and respecting our elders.
Well, we've dropped the ball there in that case. When we look at COVID-19, what would be the causes of COVID-19 outbreaks in aged care?
Well, the worst examples, I think, have already shown that they were not really managing the situation as well as they can. Some aged care facilities have actually managed really well because they had good systems in place, and they were focused on actually trying to protect the people that they're responsible for. Others didn't act fast enough and didn't have the right systems there. and weren't really focused on people as people, I don't think.
And all facets of looking after elderly, the Australian Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety is looking at a better financing models, including regulation of aged care providers, in this latest hearing. It's expected to run until September. What's your thought on that?
Well, there's a huge lack of transparency for the aged care providers. I mean, they're not required to account for the monies in the same way that community programs are, or programs in other areas. I mean, many community programs are constantly having to explain how they use the money that they get. But in the aged care sector, the reporting just simply isn't as rigorous.
And the raising the social value of elderly people, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the pressures on society now, I'm talking here about the wider society, are such that older people can often be seen as getting in the way of the rest of the world being able to earn a living and to do the things that they want to do, as if somehow older people are different to everybody else. And I think the traditions that not only Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people still do value very much about the place of older people in the community, I think that was valued and often still is privately valued by a lot of other people too. But at the public level, the level of government and decision making and service provision, I think that respect just doesn't come through, because people are focused on making the books balance.
Yes.
They're focused on thinking about how much things cost, and people start to talk about older people. They use words like burden or problem, as if somehow suddenly when people need our help, they become a burden or they become a problem. And I think that's a bad reflection on society.
Well, the sad thing is, Professor, we will all once arrive, won't we?
Well, we will indeed. I mean, and if at least self-interest doesn't focus people, then nothing would, I guess. But
exactly.
At the same time, before it gets to being self-interest, I mean, I think that our ethics and our values tell us that we should be caring for each other now without waiting for it becoming just about what I get out of it. It should be about what do the people around me need? Well, how should we respond? And the Royal Commission has received a lot of evidence now and a lot of argument from people who actually work in the system, including from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nursing group. The peak bodies there made a very powerful statement, and various other peak bodies like that have made statements about older people across the whole of society. That will come together to say that really this is a time to stop and think more carefully about the place of older people in our society and how we might actually show respect and how we might be able to provide care for people.
And when we talk about a big industry, don't we, Professor, in regarding employment? And so it's more than just a pay packet. You've got to have compassion and love and respect at the table in regard to the job that you do in looking after elderly. Yes?
Well, absolutely. But the problem is that sometimes I think that where people are expected to show more compassion, they seem to get paid less. We've seen that with the early childhood workers. We've seen it for many, many years across the health sector. And I think aged care is a really good example of that. Somehow having a good heart is enough. And then the system sort of says, well, so we don't really need to pay you so much because it's about you having a good heart. Well, we don't say that to people in other areas of life.
Exactly.
We expect them to be skilled. We expect them to be committed. And we pay them. And when it comes to caring for people, particularly older people, somehow we say, well, we expect you to be committed and have that compassion, and therefore we're not going to pay you so much. Well, it's just not reasonable, and it's part of the the negative view about old age, I think, that our society is.
So the government could lift the award wage, the so-called award wage, in that industry to put a bit of, motivation involved as well, you know, and it'll help with the compassion. And the heart is still good in regard to the big heart, the caring heart, you know, but it still doesn't pay the bill, so to speak, does it?
Well, that's right, and we need to pay the bills to ensure that people continue to be committed and can continue to bring their good attitudes and their compassion. Yes. To this vulnerable part of our community.
Mm. Look, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing, and Professor. All the best to you and your team and your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
And yourself, you stay safe too. Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. Professor Richard Hugman, his name is, University of New South Wales, Emeritus, and treating our elderly people ethically and with transparency. And there is a bit of a hole there in regarding the love and respect for our elders. But as he mentioned, the wages are not all that good as well. And so probably award wage need to be lifted in regarding protecting, love and respecting the people working in the industry, looking at our vulnerable people, which is our elders. And we belong to that, us First Nation people, love and respecting our elders. We should all do that across the globe. Have you say Yarn Up Strong. 5 minutes left on the program. New Mob Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. And got the news coming up here very soon in NRS. So give the Murray call, 1-800-422-416.
Always remember where you come from the young ones to the loved ones I transform when the drums drum. And I tell y'all how I came up. I write words, the right words that paint bitches, no paintbrush. I hope you expecting what is to come, and I'm really hoping the future remembers what we have done. Point my direction when my eyes closed. Lights low, I'm not forgetting what we fight for. In their eyes, all the stories they tell about the people that died and the ones that are grateful that they're the ones that survived, all the scars that they show. Long way from home, stepping at that ocean, just hoping there's no more boats. Just thinking about all the blood that was shed, that all wasn't for nothing, that's why I'm taking the pledge.
Yeah, beautiful track there by Simone Stacey. Big shout out, my sister. Hope you're well. My Pledge 4. And that's the beautiful yarn there. And having up a beautiful yarn here on your daily program, National Talk Black. But it's come to time where Murray got a sign off for you, Mob. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And so thank you very much for your company, you Mob. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, so abide by the rules, you Mob. Please do that. Wash your hand constantly. Use the social distancing, 1.5 metres away from each other. And if need be, feel comfortable. Yes, wear a mask. Very important to do so. Otherwise, look, we'll be yarning soon. Here's Brand New Day with Willie Kepper. Hope you're well, Will Kepper. And taking you right up to the news. Too deadly.